Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside Hour 3 of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yeehaw! Let's go!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, before we get to the night in the NFL, I'll tell you what, Villanova and Marquette in the Big East tournament, a lot of controversy about this. You just heard Steve DeSager talk about a couple seconds ago. It sure looks like Marquette, number 10 team in the country, looked like they won the game on the final play of regulation. Just a couple of seconds left, they had a great inbounds play that looked like it ended with a bucket with the ball leaving his hand. It sure looked like it was in time. It was ruled good on the floor. The shot was just from the left side of the key. You know, play took an extra, you know, maybe half second too long to set up, but certainly looks like the shot gets off in time. It certainly does. But the referees go back and review this and overturn it and say, no, we're going to overtime. Now, here's the problem. You look at this play, and I've seen this play now from like three or four different angles. And the call on the floor was it was good. And you go back and look at it, sure looks like it's just out of his hand when the clock is at 1/10 of a second, right? It sure looks that way. Okay, I get where if you called it on the floor, if you called it, it was no good because it came after the buzzer. I get that. I mean, I understand that. I can see where, okay, and you look back and go, boy, you know, it's really not discernible. You can tell when he winds up losing the ball. But how you go back and overturn it, that's what shocks me. I mean, that you go back and say, oh, there's enough evidence that we can overturn this. There's clearly not enough evidence to change this, because I'm saying, boy, is it maybe 6 inches out of his hand? Is it 8 inches? It looks like it could be, but no. We're going to overturn this and send this game to overtime. Wow, man. You talk about what the rule of instant replay is not supposed to do. That's what this is not supposed to do.
How do we frame it up so we can get it? Is it still touching his index finger? Because it's no longer off the palm, right? Now it's off the fingers as he extends towards the bucket. I love the vantage point from behind the referee at center court, who's just got this look on from the back like, oh my God, what am I watching, right? He starts getting into the posture like, wow, it's something special. Great inbounds play, though. The bounce pass, back door open, lets it fly, and the red light comes on. I don't know. That's the tie goes to the runner.
Yeah, I mean, that's what...
I mean, what do they have in terms of... digital enhancement there, Jason.
Look, sure, look. First of all, yeah. They need the 24 Jack Bauer enhance. I used to love that on 24. Like, this is like the early 2000s, and he would say, oh, here's a video from the cell phone. It's too blurry. Enhance. Oh, and you can press the enhance button, and suddenly it's clear.
Just enhance. Clear. Enhance.
Like,
not,
why wouldn't
not
you
clarity,
enhance right away?
Not size.
No.
Just
he would always say that. He would always say, oh, we can't tell who this is. Enhance. Oh, look who that is. It's Nina. Oh, look who that is. It's Marwan. You know, all the... Oh, that's it. Just say enhance, and he can do it. Oh, that's great. No, we can do
it's a
that.
Good plot
just
device.
Enhance.
They used to do that in Las Vegas with Josh Duhamel and James Leisure and James Caan back in the day.
Enhance.
Hey, can you enhance that? What the hell? No, that's the camera shot. What
he tries that with his junk.
Hey, now.
There is a big
command
thing.
For him.
Well, one of the tricks we would always get with new PAs who would start at ESPN was like, you know, what the one thing was when you get a great replay or a great video or something, you never want like the big font to go up on the screen. Like, here comes the score or here comes a commercial billboard coming over. You go, oh man, I had that great shot of this and oh, the billboard, you know, ruined it. And we would always say, no, it's no big deal. Just take it out when you're done and take it to the font remover. What? Yeah, no, the font remover is over there. Go put it in there and cue it up there. It'll take the font out. Meanwhile, of course, it's not going to take the font. But people like walking around going, where's the font remover? You know what? You're sorry. You got that. I'm sorry. That's a joke. There's no font remover. Look,
there might be now, though, depending on the application.
If you had said for Cam Jones, who was the one who had the shot, if you had said, hey, you know what? No, the ball was in his hand. We can't rule this good. I'd have been okay with it, right? If that's the ruling, but you can't, there's nothing you can tell me to overturn it. Because honestly, if I had to say, I would say, it looks like the ball is maybe 3 or 4 inches out of his hand. Maybe it's 3 or 4 inches out of his hand. Maybe it is. But you called it good on the floor. That's got to be the call. To go back here and say, yeah, boy, I really can't tell. It's really, really close. So let's overturn it. I mean, you know, this is when you are at the mercy of whatever mood the officials are in. Whatever they want to call, they're going to call. And that's what's wrong with replay. It's like, hey, if we want to call the game this way, this is how we're going to do it. No, replay is there to be to take the emotion out of it, to take everything out and say, okay, what does the replay show you? And this replay is, you really can't tell. You really cannot tell what's going on with this play. And yet still it got overturned and then it goes
over. You can if you had money on it.
I got cash money on this, man. So again, this game is in overtime. 66-63, Marquette leads Villanova. But again, it looks like they should have won at the buzzer.
But that's the curiosity of the, is it off his hand? Right? Is it off the fingertips? I don't know.
I know. I mean, that's what I mean. If you, whatever right. your ruling was, it needed to, that needed to be the ruling, you know,
because right, it's not in the palm, right? Obviously, it's rolled up from there. But do they really have that still image where they've got it in frame with the red light to show definitively?
Who cares?
It's free basketball.
Oh no,
so
Frosberg.
I mean, that
Frosberg lost. But
this
he,
is a game that barely
this,
matters.
Frosberg bad.
We're
had
diving
this game
deep
going
like
overtime.
It's the championship game. Come on.
Okay, let's talk about what the Chargers did tonight. Let's talk about losing Keenan
Absolutely
Allen.
Absolutely, you
that.
Should be. I don't know what's taking you so damn long.
I thought we were getting in full March Madness form right here. Come on. Now.
Oh boy,
who cares about this second round game between Villanova and somebody?
You talk about people. You talk people don't have money on that game. You thought that
the ref clearly did.
Gotta watch out.
Wow. Allegedly.
All right, then. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Again, more big stuff out of basketball as it continues. Look, the Knicks are continuing to thump the Blazers. So, two of the big moves in the NFL tonight we saw after the show began. And the first one, we'll get to Hollywood Brown and the Chiefs coming up in a few minutes. But the Chargers trade Keenan Allen to the Bears in exchange for a fourth-round pick. Now, we'll get to the Bears angle on this also in a few minutes, but right now it's just everywhere you look on social media, it's, oh, who is Justin Herbert going to throw to? Look at John. You feel bad for Justin Herbert. Don't you? Time out for a second. Let's time out for a second. It's not like the Chargers had Jamar Chase, who's 25 years old, and they said, hey, you know what? Let's trade him for a fourth-round pick. I mean, honestly, you tell me what the Chargers have done with this group in the last 3 years. Tell me what they've done and how great they've been. With these guys, they have not been great. A new head coach has come in. Do you trust him? You trust Jim Harbaugh, don't you? The guy's a great head coach. And you have spent a lot of money on guys that haven't panned out. So what happens when you do that? Well, guess what? You gotta let guys go. You gotta move on for money. And Keenan Allen, what we've heard, didn't want to take a pay cut. So, okay, guess what? You got to move on. You got to move on. You got to let him go. Mike Williams is a guy that's hurt all the time. He's 29 years old. Are you really going to bring him back? I know that it looks really barren right now because you're looking at Quentin Johnston and boy, who are we going to get in the draft? But you're going to get somebody great in the draft because you're picking five overall. Jim Harbaugh is an offensive head coach. He knows what the hell he's doing. He's going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Romo Dunze because maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. says, I'm never playing for a Michigan guy, and he holds out and says that's it. But you're going to get a great stud wide receiver with the number five overall pick, and there's still some pretty good younger wide receivers out there to get that you want to grow with Justin Herbert. You tried it. It didn't work. Keenan Allen was a great receiver. He was great for a long time, but guess what? He's 31, and now he's starting to break down a little bit. Maybe he's not healthy. So if you get rid of him a year too early, okay, that's all right. Now he goes to the Bears, and I love the move for the Bears because he doesn't have the pressure of being the number one guy, and it's a great move for them. But this is something the Chargers had to do, and if it's not like they got to play a game tomorrow and the only guy is Quentin Johnston. The next game they got to play is 6 months away. It is absolutely fine. They will have a good wide receiving core in place for Justin Herbert. I am not too concerned about that. Because when you think about, okay, maybe you get the jump from Quentin Johnston in year two, and I get if you don't like him because, boy, was he disappointing. But you're getting another guy. You need to get younger. You need to move on and do things differently. You kept the defensive players you wanted to keep, which is great, right? Now you come in and say, okay, defense, we feel pretty good about this year now. So we're all right with that. Offense, hey, let the offensive head coach Jim Harbaugh do his thing, right? Let him come in and do his thing and let him get the guys there because I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing and he's going to have pretty good weapons out there. I feel pretty confident in that.
Well, but that's it. You got a good offensive line, right? You've been building via the draft. One thing Telesco did there from the wide receiver perspective, you had two guys making over $20 million. One, like you said, with Mike Williams, great deep ball threat, expanded his game, couldn't stay on the field. Keenan Allen, everybody else is taking pay cuts, and you say no? Right? Bosa and Mack and everybody else, hey, we want to re-up and want to keep you here, but we need to restructure some things. Okay? Keenan, we need you to restructure. No. I'm out. So you move on, and you've got some young receivers. You did bring in Will Dissly as your tight end, losing Everett to the Bears. And then you've got Josh Palmer, who's been good in spots. You saw Sabdarius Davis. And Quentin Johnston, I think, is a guy that, you know, folks are going to – he'll get better, right? He'll get better. He can't get any worse. But in terms of securing the football, we've seen a lot of young receivers struggle in big spots and go on and find their sea legs after another year. But in bringing in Gus Edwards, you can go back to running the football behind that offensive line as well and creating more balance. That's something you couldn't say the last couple of years, right? They tried it with Joshua Kelly and with, obviously, with Eckler, who is far more adept and effective as a pass catcher than a runner, regardless of what the touchdown totals may have told you, right? We all watched it. Frostburg and Steve watched it every down, every game. But you've got Herbert, and you've got the coach to come in and change up not only your culture, but the way you're going to structure your offense. You've got a top draft pick and plenty of depth at receiver that come into this draft, right? There's going to be a lot of guys on day two and day three that you can go. Not to mention, there's a bunch of secondary and tertiary guys. Not guys you're going to break the bank for, as we talked about before free agencies and the tampering period started, Jason. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that are serviceable. You just, they're not your number one. And right now, whoever you draft, there's your number one. Ta-da!
Mike, we might be getting Garrett Wilson.
Could be. He could force his way out. I mean, that
just
is...
stop. Yeah, maybe you'll get Hunter Renfro. That'd be pretty cool. Again, maybe you'll get Odell. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, it'd be awesome, man. You guys would be great.
See what he tried to do? You got Matt. You made a joke about poaching his wide receiver. You suck. Yeah, now you're going to get all these also-ran wide receivers.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Phone number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Hey, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. And you can now pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket. So coming up next, the Bears side of the Keenan Allen trade. Hollywood Brown headed to the Chiefs, and the one team that probably could have got either or both of these guys and should have gotten either or both of these guys. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where we have seen a hell of a night so far, and it ain't done yet.
No.
I mean, look, the Knicks have finished throttling the Portland Trailblazers, so there is that.
Another opportunity to see them in prime time.
And I'll tell you, man, I could make it, you know, it had never happened, obviously, but I can make a really good case for OG Anunoby for NBA MVP.
Look at you.
You want to talk about
look how quickly
someone?
You buried Jalen Brunson.
I'll tell you, man. You look at the Knicks are allowing 120 points a game. They get Anunoby, and right away they're down to 105 points a game. He gets hurt, they're back up to allowing 120 points a game. He comes back the last two games, 192 points. I mean, really, you're talking about adding one guy and taking the points allowed down by 20. I mean, that's pretty valuable. I tell you, it's pretty valuable.
Well, back-to-back games against a depleted and sorry-ass Philadelphia squad certainly helped. A win over the Magic and now the Blazers? Come on now.
Okay,
now, you're getting subject. You're going all screaming.
Hang on, dude. The Magic
hot
are pretty
nonsense.
Good. Hang on, the Magic are pretty good. Let's stop. The Magic are pretty good. They're 10 games over 500. That's a pretty good team.
There are.
It's not like, you know, it's not like we beat the Wizards and the Pistons and the Spurs. I mean, come on, man.
You could never beat them.
It doesn't matter. Anunoby, look at the lack of points they allow. I'm telling you, man, MVP.
It ain't going to be long before we're talking about the Sixers fighting to hold off the Hawks for the 10 spots.
will Embiid come back to get them into the play-in round?
Maybe come back.
So big news tonight in the NFL, right? We saw two big moves. Hollywood Brown is now a Chief, which we'll get to in a few minutes. And Keenan Allen is traded from the Chargers to the Bears. For everybody who was just panicked about the Chargers, trust Jim Harbaugh. He knows what he's doing, okay? It's not like he's coming in. He's not Bill O'Brien who's showing up, going, all right, now we're getting rid of this guy in his prime. This guy. Trust Jim Harbaugh. You know, you needed to get out from under salary. This is how you're doing it. I mean, I'm sorry. You'd love to pick other players. I'm sure you'd love to do that. But you need to get out from under salary. And Keenan Allen didn't want to take a pay cut. So, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
The hard part to it, Jason, if we just go to brass tacks, not to belabor the point with them, is that you paid Herbert before you had to. So it kind of set things in motion and kind of changed up the math a little earlier than it would have otherwise. But obviously, wide receivers making 20-plus that you can't guarantee they're on the field, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, trust Jim Harbaugh, okay? The game's not tomorrow. Right, the game is in 6 months. This is not, hey, the night before the game, the Broncos find out all their quarterbacks are out because they blew the COVID protocols, and Kendall Hinton has to start. The next game is in 6 months. I'm pretty sure they'll have a pretty good core of wide receivers in place. He's an offensive head coach. Just trust him. But, you know, we talked to Jason Cole about this earlier, and this is a big deal because you see these moves tonight, and I like the second wave of free agency, the guys that you are not going out saying, okay, we're racing for this guy for here's a 5-year deal and we're paying you all this money up front. Look, free agency is good, and I my view of free agency is kind of like, okay, if there's a young player coming on the market who for one reason is not being signed by his old team and he's healthy and he's good, yes, let's do everything we can to get him. But everything else is a gamble, right? Everything else is a gamble. You got to know what the right gambles are to take. And you look at, and we spent a lot of time talking about them. We told you 2 weeks ago the Dallas Cowboys were not going to be doing a lot this year because their definition and Jerry Jones's definition of all in is we're going to run it back and not spend money. By being all in means I'm not spending money this year. I'm all in on what we have for this year. And next year, then I'll spend money if it doesn't work out, right? Now, and that's what we've talked about for the last few nights, is that all in for Jerry Jones. I mean, he put that out there. He just didn't want Cowboys fans to revolt, because if he says, we're not going to spend this year. We're not going after any players. We're just going to try to fill the roster out and get to 53. You can't say that. You can't have your team hear that, but you hear all in, and you think it's going to be something amazing, and it's not. And we told you 2 weeks ago, they're not going to spend. They're not going to go out and get anybody. This is the Dallas Cowboys. But then you look at two moves like tonight, and maybe, you know, maybe not so much. Well, no, I could say both of these, but you look at Keenan Allen, and you're saying, okay, this is a guy who's 31 years old. He's due $5 million in his contract in a few days. The Cowboys said today, Stephen Jones said, listen, Dak Prescott's cap hit does not affect what we're doing in free agency. How do you not trade a fourth-round pick to go get Keenan Allen? I mean, you are a team built to win now. You have Dak Prescott, who's 30 years old, right? You won 12 games in the NFC East. Everybody else is getting better in the division. They're all making moves. This was a guy you should have gone out to get. Like, Keenan Allen should be a cap. You got a fourth-round pick to trade for Keenan Allen. You absolutely have a fourth-round pick to trade. But suddenly, Keenan Allen, CD Lamb, I mean, look out. I mean, really, look out. Because you got really nobody else that really scares you, especially you have to start over at running back. All right, and you're going to sit back and say, okay, well, CeeDee Lamb is terrific. He's one of the top five receivers in the NFL now. He really blossomed this year, became that guy. Well, what else do you do? I mean, this was a move you go out to get. This is a guy you go out to get. You go out and say, hey, Hollywood Brown, here's $10 million for 1 year. Come be a Dallas Cowboy. Like these are guys you should be going and out to get, because they're not expensive. They're not costing you a lot. It's not that, hey, you know, we don't have $50 million for this guy. No, these are the moves the Cowboys should be making, and still they're sitting back and not doing anything. Still they're not doing anything.
Yeah, they would have had to maybe, quote, overpay for Keenan Allen. They have a first, a second, a third, a fifth, a sixth, and 2 sevenths in the draft this year. But the point is well taken.
Well, you could have done a fifth and a sixth, right? Could you, if you're taking a fourth for Keenan Allen, you're taking a fifth and a sixth.
But that's my point, right? But you could go, like, the larger point is you got him for a day three pick. Right? So, well, how are the Cowboys not into that? And obviously, they've got their cap issues. Hell, they got that other thing that's going on with Dak, not contract related. Whatever that is all about, investigations and everything in terms of improprieties, lawsuits, countersuits, and whatever else. So, that's out there in the offing as well. But when you're talking about making the offense around him better, I mean, you haven't done it. You already gave up at the running back position, right? You didn't do anything to bring back anything as Tony Pollard leaves for Tennessee. And now you're looking at your wide receiver position, and CeeDee Lamb's still a guy you got to pay, right? Dalton Schultz left. I mean, you found another good rookie tight end. Ferguson was really good. So that spot is good, but you're looking to trade Gallup. He's going to end up staying a Cowboy, I think. Right? In the end, he makes $10, $11 million. And while he may not be happy with his role, what's on the marketplace that's better than him at this point?
It's not. There's not. I understand the first, you don't need to win the first 3 hours of free agency, right? The first 3 hours, the beginning of free agency is for the fans, right? It's for you and I. What are we doing? It's fun to get on social media and go, here's Joe Douglas sleeping. Frostburg sent me the Joe Douglas sleeping
yes.
meme, you know, after the first 3 hours
of free agency.
No, it's not a meme. He's still
board.
Sleeping.
That was actually live. I was outside of his house.
No,
oh, by the way,
he's awakened yet.
Hey, if you have $1 million, you can buy Zach Wilson's townhome.
I'm thinking about getting that.
That was
great.
Live like the Eagle Cam in Big Bear.
Yeah.
That's well played. I like that.
So I understand that that's what the first 3 hours for him is for. But being I want to say patient, but not passive. Is the key to free agency. And this is where the best GMs come in because, you know, you want to come in and fill holes and say, all right, we're okay enough here that we don't have to go crazy with a high pick in the draft. We think we can fill this position in free agency for the next 2 years, right? Think more than that, you're crazy. But to say, we need to do this, we can fill this for the next 2 years. In the next 2 years, who's a better number two receiver you're going to get for the Cowboys and Keenan Allen? Are you going to get anybody better than that? No. Are you going to get him any better for hardly anything? Of course not. Do you have the picks to get him? Yeah, of course you do. Could you do it? Of course you could. Do you need more weapons on offense? Of course you do. Because right now you're looking at a Cowboys team that is Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Robert Newhouse and Tony Dorsett in the backfield. I mean, this is what you're looking at, just a team that is crying in need. And you really think this team is going to win games this year? They're going to find a way. Mike McCarthy's going to be able to coach them up and win games? Forget it. Yes, Dallas drafts pretty well, but you're asking them to fill way too many holes with what you have going on. You need to restructure deals and move some money and move on from players that you really can say this can save us, and we can figure out something else in another area if we lose something from this area. But you need, you know, if you're driven and you're Dak Prescott, you want to give Dak $60 million, you got to give Dak Prescott guys to throw the football to. Because Dak Prescott has never shown, not once, that he can win with less than good talent around him. For that, he's Tony Romo. Tony Romo was great for a long time. Why? Always had great talent around him. Had running backs, had wide receivers, had tight ends, had everything. Tony Romo was good. Dak Prescott not once has shown that he's Patrick Mahomes, that I can get it done and I can win with less than elite talent around me. He's not shown that. So now you're going to ask him to do it this year? I mean, come on, man. Are you being prudent, or are you just not trying? Because I feel like the Cowboys are just, hey, this is what we're doing, and we're not trying, and we're not getting better. Because this is a move tonight. They could have done that. They could have got better here. Hollywood Brown for $11 million. Okay, I can see where you would say, well, it's a little bit too much than we want to spend. But Hollywood Brown, you could say, okay, you can go to the Chiefs. What if day two of free agency, the Cowboys said, hey, Hollywood Brown, we have 1 year and $8 million for you. Come be a Dallas Cowboy. Oh, Dallas Cowboy, star on the side of my helmet. Yeah, I'll go there with Dak. Oh, man, this will be awesome. I will be able to restart my career. Because what did the Chiefs do? The Chiefs knew they had a need at wide receiver. They waited. And here they are on Thursday. Okay, now, oh, hey, Hollywood Brown, here. There's no interest. He's not signing a big long-term deal. We can get him for a year. And the Chiefs come in and pounce. And the Cowboys show they are still way behind when it comes to how to figure out free
agency. They're all in, Jason. What are you talking about?
Well, they are all in. They only have $2.8 million of salary cap money as the roster currently stands, and that's with Tony Pollard and several other people, you know, starting center. Guys leaving. We're watching and seeing the reports of so many other teams, including the Chargers, right, as they see Keenan Allen leave, but they were still working on deals and restructuring and trying to find and create cap space left and right. We don't have any of that with the Cowboys. We don't have any of that where they're making room, and that's the other part for the Keenan Allen. You had the draft pick. You don't have the money, right, in terms of the cap. As much as we may joke about how malleable it is and how you can restructure and stretch things out, and we watched Patrick Mahomes do it. We saw Josh Allen do it last week. We've seen so many teams. Like, yeah, this guy's now on the hook, and it only counts for, you know, one-fifth of what it originally did on the cap because it's going to be paid out here as a roster bonus or whatever else. Cowboys haven't done any of that. And they're still sitting, as I mentioned, Michael Gallup is sitting there. What's the trade market for him? Nothing. So, but in this landscape, right, if you'd gone and maybe gotten a day three pick for him, guess what? You could have turned that and $8 million into Keenan Allen.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. And you can now pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our host for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket. Well, coming up next, more from the big moves of tonight. What team just went from 7-10 to 10-7 in the playoffs next year? I know it's not the Jets, even though they were 7-10. I know it's not the Jets.
I see what you tried to do there.
The answer is coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you miss any of our show, our podcast goes up right after the show is over tonight on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to your podcasts, wherever you get them. You get the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download us, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio app, it is there. Thank you so much for your support. Mike and I enjoy every night bringing you the content that we've done the past 10 years and looking forward to however many more going forward. So, again, thank you very much. Speaking of thank you very much, I think the Bears should be saying thank you to me because the beginning of the show tonight, what did we start by saying? Hey, how have the Bears completely biffed this Justin Fields situation? I get that what's out there for him is not what you expected, but the market's going to be what the market's going to be, right? We spent 7 minutes talking about that. How did the Bears biff this? It's such a huge thing. And then in the ensuing 7 minutes, they traded for Keenan Allen. So I'm like the GM of the Bears. I'm the GM of the Steelers. I dared the Steelers to go out and get Russell Wilson. Yeah. They did. I ripped the Bears. How do the Bears make this happen? Ryan Poles, I'm sure, is listening and said, well, I can't have that guy continue. He said, let's get that fourth round pick for Keenan Allen. I'm the real GM of the Bears. I'm the GM, Mike. I made it happen. I made your team into a team now that people are going to fear.
Well, 7-10 last year. Defense picked it up second half of the year. A win over Detroit. A narrow loss. Couple of games given away. You're obviously, you've been fixated on the quarterback side. And I was like, get the rest of the roster. You could just put Fields in a Lucite casing for a while. See, I'm just going all comic book guy. Lucy Lawless. In the holder. It's fun for the Bears, right? Looking at the return for the number one pick from last year now. Bryce Young, obviously, to the Panthers. Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, right? There's a lineman, there's a cornerback. First overall pick in 2024. A second round pick in 2025. Oh, and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Seemed to have worked out pretty well. Pretty good. Yeah, roster, I mean, you look at the strength, right? You've got a number three in Scott who picks up for Mooney, who was a three playing as a two, sometimes as a one. He goes to Atlanta. You've got two guys that are world beaters. Question is, who's going to wear number 13? I mean, I'm looking at Bears history, and you got, you know, Rick Meyer, Tyler Scott currently, Kevin White once upon a time, Kendall Wright, remember him, and of course maybe
dude,
the
that's
best
not a that's not a list of guys you can say, oh, I got to get number 13. That's why you say, hey, no one should wear 13.
Well, Johnny Knox was kind of a big deal too, but Keenan Allen coming
I'd
in
rather have
worn
Johnny
13
Knox
his whole life.
But okay, sure,
Mike, you know who else wears 13?
Who's that?
Caleb Williams.
Exactly. That's
him
where
and Keenan
I'm at.
Are going to fist fight over it.
No, well, and that's it. The battle is now on. But yeah, the quarterback position. Whatever. Other than trying to make guys feel good about themselves and testing how fragile they are, there was no reason to push too hard. But now you bring in Keenan out for a fourth-round pick? Yeah, you got to pay him his money, whatever. The Bears came into the free agency period with, I think the only team that had more money was Washington. So plenty of cash to spend, and what they've built in that offense right now, the running back position, by bringing in Swift, you already had Kmet, you added Gerald Everett, another ex-Charger. I mean, you're sitting pretty good. The offensive line wasn't bad either. They rated out pretty well towards the midpoint and still some room. Oh, and you've still got Justin Fields to trade when a team gets desperate, and you've got the number 9 pick. Ryan Poles for governor.
I'm telling you. Okay, stop. All right, let's just stop there for a second. I'm the GM. Remember, I'm the GM. As long as Caleb Williams is what he is expected to be. I'm not saying he's going to come in and throw 35 touchdowns as a rookie, but as long as he comes in, he's NFL ready to play. This is a pretty good bunch of skill set guys around him. The Bears went from the end of last year saying, we have DJ Moore. What else do we have? Curtis Conway. You really didn't have anything, but what did you do? Now you have a legit number two receiver in Keenan Allen, who now you don't have to worry as much about him staying healthy, the wear and tear as him being the number one guy. And all. It's a little bit less. You hope he stays healthy, but he's still putting up numbers and, you know, whenever he's in the lineup. You figure out your running back position instead of Rashawn Johnson and Khalil Herbert and Dante Foreman and guys going all over the place. No, you get your number one running back in DeAndre Swift. As long as Williams is okay, is good enough, like he doesn't come in, he doesn't throw up on himself, doesn't need to be C.J. Stroud, The Bears should flip that 7-10 to 10-7 and be in the playoffs.
100%.
Because the Bears were legit. Sometimes, no matter what, even though we talk about the NFL season as a marathon, and you don't worry, it's not how you start, how you finish, sometimes you can have such a bad start that it doesn't matter. Now, the end of the season, the Bears were really good, right? They won some big games. They should have beat the Browns. They gave up, what, 13 points in the fourth quarter to the Browns. It was terrible. But, you know, they started 0-4, and then they were good. They went 7-3 the rest of the way. And this is with, you know, Justin Fields was hurt, and he comes back in. But when you start 0-4, that's kind of it. You're not coming back from that. You're not saying, hey, we're mentally strong. We're digging out of this 0-4 hole. It just doesn't happen. You don't get back into contention after starting 0-4. But to come back and play, like, you can tell the talent they had is there. And now I don't feel like you're gambling on Caleb Williams because the guy's coming in NFL ready, right? He's not somebody that needs – he's got to sit – no, he's one guy that walks in and says, here's the ball. You take the first snap with the first team. You're ready to go year one. We're paying you. We need you out from under center. And yeah, you are going to have whatever draft picks you get. They're going to be lower round picks when you trade Justin Fields. But this is a team that should flip that 7-10 and be 10-7. And we should be talking about the Bears in the playoffs next year because they've had enough draft picks, right? The one thing I can tell, they've had enough draft picks the last few years. Mike say, okay, we really need to start seeing something here now. We've had enough. We've brought in enough talent. Now we should really start seeing something. This can't be another year of a rebuild. This has to be kind of a reload and leap forward on the fly, and that's the year it should be for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you have the opportunity as you look at it at the schedule, right? You've got the AFC South on the schedule. Okay, fine. Obviously, the six division games. Then we're looking at the NFC West for four of your games, and then you've got the Washington Commanders and the Patriots. There's a lot of wins in there. There's a lot of potential wins, I have to say. But with Keenan Allen and with DJ Moore, your ability to be a little scattershot and throw on the football really changes a lot. Those are two guys that'll go get the ball.
You guys are forgetting one big, big, big problem, though.
What's that?
What's that?
Their coach wears clown shoes.
Well, he's less of a clown if you allow him to just deal with defense. So it really,
no, he's a clown.
It comes down to Shane Waldron. Hey, he's no more of a clown than your last coach was.
Well, we got Harbaugh now, so.
He's pastier than I am.
Let the circus, let the Afro circus, Afro circus, Afro polka dot, polka dot, polka dot.
Yeah, I certainly put the clown nose on Eberflus a number of times last year, and I'm still holding my sign, even with the positivity of this move. Where's Alan Williams? I still want to know, Smith.
All right, you
what happened?
You have to stop with that.
No, I want Robert Stack to do an Unsolved Mysteries on that guy.
You have to stop with that. So the story
show
is
up
over.
In his trench coat. We with asked a smoke for so machine long. On a street corner.
The story is over. Okay, the story is over. I'm sorry, but it's over.
It's over. It's never over.
Exit Outbound of Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, the other big move of the night, the Super Bowl champs get even better. This is fine.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.